The next audience poll question at the think tank relates to management of older patients as follows. Agree, disagree, or in between. In general, for otherwise healthy patients of any age, even those in their 70s or 80s, if adjuvant chemotherapy is to be used, it should include oxaliplatin. 56% of the audience agreed. Dr. Richard Goldberg presented some fascinating data on chemotherapy in the elderly at the 2006 ASCO meeting, and in his interview, he discussed this issue with me.
I was actually a little bit surprised that still about a quarter of people were not offering much in the way of chemotherapy to older patients, and that people were not offering older patients necessarily FOLFOX in the adjuvant setting.
Yeah, what we've seen in our patterns of care study is exactly that, a substantial shift as patients become 75, 80 years old towards fluoropyrimidine monotherapy, particularly capecitabine. What are your thoughts about that?
I believe that the data suggests that as long as you pick your patients carefully, that the vast majority of them can get more aggressive therapy. And, you know, even in circumstances where I'm worried about the tolerability of treatment, I'm more inclined to use infusional 5-FU than I am capecitabine. I think the main toxicity of infusional 5-FU is carrying a pump, as opposed to the toxicities of capecitabine, which can include the hand-foot syndrome, mouth sores and diarrhea, and also the fact that I'm never sure whether patients are actually getting all the drug that I want them to get.
You know, I was really struck when one of the people in the audience through the computer system presented a case of a 92-year-old patient with, I think it was 10 positive nodes. And there was a sentiment there, including, I think, expressed by you, that that patient, if they were, you know, healthy at 92 years old, ought to think about FOLFOX. And yet, looking at Peter Ravden's adjuvant online model, you pop in age 92, and just statistically, comorbidity drives the average number down so much. Can you talk a little bit more about your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say that that person with 10 positive nodes would be somebody I would consider in the category of unlikely, exceedingly unlikely to be cured by surgery alone or even adjuvant therapy. If you look at the Gill model that we constructed and published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, percentage for percentage, patients with the highest risk of recurrence benefited the most from adjuvant therapy, and that was 5-FU leucovorin therapy. Presumably, if you were to give them FOLFOX, the benefit of adjuvant chemotherapy would be magnified. Now, we all know from the data that Dan Sargent and the ACCENT group have published that colorectal cancer tends to recur early on with about 80% of recurrences in the first 3 years. In somebody with an aggressive tumor like that, I would expect recurrence early rather than late. And if the person is otherwise fit, I think that judicious use of chemotherapy is appropriate. And in my own practice, if I'm worried about somebody, I'll often just give them the 5-FU leucovorin using infusion without any bolus for the first cycle. If they tolerate it without batting an eye, which most of them do, then I'll add oxaliplatin. I think you could even add the oxaliplatin first at a 60 milligram per meter squared dose and then escalate to 85 if they do well. I would rather experiment and try and be more aggressive in these patients than just say all you get is single agent therapy.
It kind of gets back to this issue about how much benefit would justify therapy. And I think in breast cancer, we're so used to, there's just such an extensive use of Peter Ravden's adjuvant online. I mean, he actually has told me that the usage of breast is 10 to 1 over colon. That people just look at those numbers and, you know, even though the patient has, you know, many positive nodes, they just say, well, would you want to receive this treatment knowing it's going to make, you know, maybe 2 or 3% chance different in a long-term outcome? And the sentiment seems different in colon cancer.
Can't really explain why that is. They're both virulent diseases.
Right. Now, I guess it's just maybe the culture of how this thing sort of evolved. Any other questions that you get in terms of the issue about the elderly?
You know, one of the questions that I'll get is, what about somebody who's older and has diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
My feeling about that is that in most patients, the neurologic toxicity associated with oxaliplatin is not like an on-off switch. It's something that gets dialed up over time. And as long as you're very attentive in asking about it and of talking to patients about it, I think that you can safely give people, even with risk for sensory neuropathy, oxaliplatin. You just have to have a lower threshold for backing off of it.